the next step, there's two possibilities from here. You could just freeform it and use your funk patterns that you just learned to influence creating new ones on the fly. And the more you patterns you learn, the more expressive those will be. But we are going to be more disciplined right now and do pattern one and pattern two back and forth. Now, before you get scared too much, not that you're scared, but bar three in this example and bar one are the exact same rhythm. If you look, I don't know if you could see like visually the patterns the same. So you're not really learning four different patterns. There's only three patterns. But for now, we're going to take pattern one and pattern two and put them through the whole progression. Like B minor will be pattern one, D will be pattern two, then the F sharp will be pattern one, and the E will be pattern two. So it'll go 1-2-1-2. But how does pattern one go? You probably forgot by now, but here it goes. Pattern one is like this. Down, down, up, 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 down, up, down, up, down. And then pattern two. Pattern two is down, 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 up, up, down, down, up, down, down. So the both of them together sound like this. 2, 3, 4. So see if you can do only those two chords with me. Pattern one.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's confusing. I'm telling you. And I'm reading this. Yeah. If you're just going by ear, you're at a big disadvantage. You could always write it out. But how you write it is up to you. But how I would say it is one and E, and a one E and one and. Sorry. The second bar would be one and two and. Sorry. It'd be one and two E, one. One and two E, a three and a four, and again, let's see if I could recalculate that. Both patterns together, three, four, wait, just one.
Sure, yeah.
So, just saying it. One and E, a E and a four E, and one and two E, a three and a four, and one and E, a E and a four E, and one and it's kind of crazy. I might even have to go down to less than half speed, but for now, just imitate the best you can. Yeah, but with the metronome, so we go 3, 4. Rhythm on your file that you're going to take home. I have that whole rhythm at half speed. So listen to what it sounds like. Here's what the whole rhythm sounds like on your file at half speed.
3, 4.
And from there it goes into two different rhythms, but you could just loop. How about we just extract, if you're handy on the computer and you can extract just that much audio, then it would sound like this. Let me copy and paste this to a different file, and you can make your own loop of just the first two bars. So here's a loop of the first two bars. Let's see how it sounds. Alright, so try and play along. Nice! That's very good. one is up and the second one is down. Yeah, the second one has more downs. Nice job. So what we'll do now is, I suppose if you're really slick on the technical end, you could speed up the audio gradually, but we're not going to do that right now. We're going to take that and boost that up to, actually no, we're going to take that to all four chords.
Okay.
So that it'll be pattern one and pattern two. It'll sound, let's see if we can do that together.
The F sharp minor.
It's the same as written, but for now, well yeah, it's going to be, yeah.
Alright.
So that won't change. It'll only be bar four that changes okay. later. But for now, it's good. Let's see if we can even do this. It'll be. Back to one. Oh, that would be F sharp, okay. My bad. We both missed it. So, two, three, and four, and. Because I think.
Yeah, I mess it up.
I am too sometimes. Between the two of us. Three, four. Get up to 116, and that would be super fun. So we'll do it gradually. So at 70 it goes. About 75. Let's do 80.
Yeah, thing of the up down definitely helps. It's just clear one is, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool. And I bet you he didn't even think about. He didn't plan that. It just comes instinctively to him,
because
right. He does so much of that, and so will you. It won't always be this much work, but this is the first step, and it's a great step. You're doing great. Here we go. At 80, I'll demonstrate it once, and then. Thank you. second bar only. Like, just do it on B minor. So second bar only. So
okay,
second bar only is three, four. Here we go. Two, three, four. In a minute, so we're almost there. This is that's really good. And even if you go home and do the remaining bar, which we probably won't have time for, you'll have the whole thing. But even if you never do, like we never did bar four here, according to this.
If we want to just try and incorporate it now, and
we could
bring the whole thing up.
We could, but I'm choosing this route. You have to just make decisions when you're doing lessons. Either way, it's going to work out. But even if you never get to it, you're well along your funk path. So here's 90 at the first two patterns. Really, it's the first three patterns because three and one are the same. It'll sound like this. I'm determined to get to 116. This is 100 right now, so we can do it. Let me do it first, and then join me. We're rocking it. Triumph where we can jam with the loop. So let's see if we can get that going. Alright, 1, 2, 1, 2. The next student's coming in right now, but that's my excuse. It is a mental concentration you have to do. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. man, that's pretty great. And remember, you got all these loops to take home. That's really great.